Rana, yeah. Where have you been?
Oh, I was getting a cup of coffee, but now I'm ready to go. Sorry, dear.
Oh, that's okay.
I apologize. I know it was a couple minutes left.
No, I just have, it's been more than a couple minutes. I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. So it feels.
Okay, 911.
I'm just saying.
Okay, 911.
Okay, have you been any?
You don't hear me saying, are you in Culver City? Are you in Cheviot Hills? Are you in...
All my haunts.
Yeah, where do they shoot that? Cheviot Hills?
You know what? Practically, it's, yeah. At Fox.
The Fox lot?
Exactly.
Do they still make you park in Galaxy?
They do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get to park on, like, right by my trailer, and sometimes I have to park in Galaxy.
You know, I'm very dear friends with Jim Giannopoulos, who used to run Fox.
Okay.
And then ran Paramount, and I believe his tenure at Paramount is coming to a close now, but I could be mistaken. Anyway. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being.
I'd love an introduction.
Terrific daughter. Oh, that's, you know what? He hates mixing personal and business.
Oh, okay.
Right. And though, you know what? Maybe Jim will invite us to Greece. You never know. He's got a house in Greece.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I have some ideas for the show that I'd like to talk to him about.
For which show?
Well, first of all, for my character development on 911. Also, though, I have plans for like my own.
The show. The yeah. Brian Safi show.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. In any event, he has a gorgeous daughter named Mimi Giannopoulos, who's about to get married in a minute. She's wonderful. Fabulous. Anyway, I went to Fox to visit Jim G. And they said, Jim wants, he requests the honor of your presence. He wants to show you a movie at the little theater. Whatever it was. You know, they have the screenings and the little theaters and this and that. But They said, Jim wants you to stop by his office first. Of course, I said, of course. And it's fabulous, the executive building at Fox. Have you ever been in there? It was actually for Jim's going away party before he went to Paramount. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Point is, they said, we'll make sure, of course, we'll arrange parking. And I said, what do you mean you'll arrange parking? And they said, we'll arrange parking. And I said, let me just be very clear with you. Jim is a dear friend, and I want nothing more than to celebrate his new success and his go to his leaving party. But I will only park in the executive lot. And if you try to put me anywhere near Galaxy, I'm not coming. They said, no problem, Mrs. G.
Wow. Rana, you've really pulled your weight.
Well, that's
there.
How you know who you are. When they tell you where to park on those lots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so usually it is Galaxy. Sometimes I get to park on the lot, and sometimes I
early morning when no one else is there. Yeah,
Galaxy.
Yeah.
So
there we are. So listen to me.
Wow.
I'm a little bit up. I'm down. I'm around because I'm a little jet lagged. Baby Steve and I just got back from London.
What?
Baby Steve and I just got back from London.
What the fuck?
Life is short. That's what I
realized. I'm with you.
And I knew you were still shooting 911 because your schedule has been so impossible to manage this season. It's actually been worse than ever, I have to say.
Right, but the last couple of weeks,
which I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you, so I never say anything because all I want in this world is your success.
No, I know, but always ask me because I don't, you know, my characters.
So I couldn't even buy. And I said, you know what? Brian's going to be running around. Steve and I better take off. Steve and I flew to London together for 5 days, 7 days, 6 days. Tuesday to Tuesday, whatever that is.
Would you get an Airbnb or something?
We got an apartment at the Ham Yacht Hotel. And it was wonderful. And they treated us so beautifully. If anyone's looking for someone to set them up in the apartment, they talked to Bijal. She's incredible.
I can't even, by the way, a regular room there breaks the bank.
So we got an apartment and then we got a room for the nanny. She had her own room.
Hold on. You got a room? Rana, I told you that
with a baby, what can you do? You have to have an apartment. It has a kitchen in it. Because Steve is doing solids now. She's doing baby-led weaning.
Like going to the bathroom?
She decides what she's going to eat. You want to hear the funniest thing about Steve?
I'm not really in a joking mood, but yeah.
She can't stand broccoli in America. First time she tried broccoli, she said, blah. You know, her face is so funny. If you try to give her something she doesn't like, she absolutely lets you know in an instant.
No, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. No, she has absolutely inherited my demand for service. When something is supposed to happen, she wants it to happen right then, and she wants it to happen right. I'll tell you that.
good for her. Listen, she's never too young, clearly.
But she's still very sweet-natured. But in any she's event, adorable. It's a guy that's skipped a generation. It's recessive. The Rana gene is recessive. So sure. She inherited the Rana gene.
Yeah, something happened with Jordan. Yeah, no, something happened.
Oh, Jordan's an angel. She has a father's disposition and my demand for service.
Right.
So she's basically perfect.
Right.
And looks like a puto, as we described. As yes, Renee Flores
if you listened on the Patreon.
As a puti, puto.
Yeah.
Cherry bim,
which is Italian
bim.
For, yes, exactly. Italian for basically a cherub, but not a cherub.
Yeah, but don't ask Renee because he'll tell you it's a grotesque creature Renee. From Hebrew myth. In any
that should
event,
be our new podcast.
Don't ask Renee. Yeah. And don't ask Gojo is our other podcast.
That's right.
If he doesn't stop DMing me pictures of goddamn sidewalks with French fries in Malaysia. I mean, it's
he's in Malaysia?
I know you only look every one and every six times at the thread, but it's a post, it's a post, it's another post. Well, anyway.
No one's invited me anywhere, but yeah.
All of this is to say, you're on the group.
He didn't invite me to Malaysia, Rana.
Oh, he wasn't there. He pulled it off the internet. He's in Westwood.
Oh, okay.
So
with Mitch Silpa.
Mitch Silpa is dedicated to Westwood till you die.
He loves it.
Westwood
well, he's from LA.
Yeah, but he's been in Westwood forever.
He has.
In any event, baby Steve, so we ordered room service. She loves room service. So we ordered room. Baby Steve's favorite thing when she gets to hotels, roll around on the bed. Try out the bed.
Listen, that's
doesn't
a human
matter how
instinct.
Long the flight has been, how exhausted she wants to give the bed a roll.
Good
make
for
sure
her.
It's a good bed. We ordered room service.
The beds there are fantastic.
You want to laugh? She loves English broccoli.
What's the diff?
It's more tree-like.
In texture or in taste?
Longer stalk, bushier. What you would think of as like a purple sprouting broccoli from here, like an heirloom broccoli.
Yeah. I know what that is.
That's what she enjoys.
Okay. Well,
she had broccoli
her.
Almost every meal. She loved it. And she was doing this thing where she kept flipping it over. She'd chew one side, then chew the other side, chew one side, chew the other side, chew one
that's
side, chew the other side.
That's actually adorable.
Like a cartoon character on a coin cob.
Just honestly, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Very cute.
That's very cute.
In any event.
Don't smoke a cigarette that way. But yeah.
Oh, please don't. Yeah.
No.
So listen, we made the mistake of saying to people, welcome to the carriage. Just tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Boy, do we regret it.
And we also have a ton of terrific follow-ups today.
Which, by the way, this has truly become one of my favorite features on this podcast.
Absolutely.
We ask for follow-ups and people deliver.
So today we said, you know what? We've got to clear the decks on this stuff.
Let's do the
follow-ups. Let's introduce a few people. And then when we have time, we'll do a couple of advice questions. But really today is one of those where are they now type shows.
That's fine, Rana. But before we get there, I do have one urgent message / breaking news. AskRanaCoffee.com.
Oh.
Negrana.com. Exactly. This just in. AskRanaCoffee.com by day, Negrana.com by night.
Did you notice that I had my mug again? My gorgeous, gorgeous Kiss Kiss mug.
I use
these
it all the
ended
time.
Up being limited edition because we don't sell them anymore.
That's true. I have one.
I wonder if they still sell them on Pod Swag. Boy, did you see that hit piece?
On Glossier? No, on Sirius.
Yeah, what's Glossier? What about, oh, there was a hit piece on Glossier. The
on
brand?
Her, on Emily Weiss.
Oh, what was the hit? Also, I heard you saying something about QVC. Was it because there's that new show coming out?
Maybe, yeah. With Vanessa Bayer's new show, I can't wait for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, which is, yes. Who we have not had the show. I don't know why.
Yeah, we should. She's the best.
I don't know. She'd love to come on. And
she's
then Jesse Klein is the one who wrote the show. He's a dear
also,
friend
we should have
the
them both
show.
On, or yeah. One or the other, or yeah. Both, you know?
Yeah. So what was the hit piece on Emily? What's her name?
Well, she was trying, she was like, well, have you ever seen her wedding routine?
Excuse me?
She broke down what she did for her wedding day and sort of an infamous post about all the things she did in preparation for her wedding. And it is exhaustive and wild.
It couldn't be worse than Allison Williams' story for Elle magazine when she told Marie Claire, when she talked about her day.
It's the same
sort
of thing.
She said she just
thing.
Goes to doctor's appointments and pets a dog. And then her mother brings a lunch.
Wow. She's, I got to tell you, no one gets stressed like she does.
No.
That's a high impact day.
Yeah. So wait a second. How do I find that? I want to read that immediately.
Just literally Google Emily Weiss wedding routine. Okay. Click past the think pieces that were written about it and just look at the list.
Meanwhile, they can write her a million. They can write a million hit pieces on her. She's probably worth $2 billion at this point.
For sure.
What she is said she, so 31 and a half?
The company's tanked a little bit, but it's still a $1 billion corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She must have sold it to someone by now.
I don't know that she has, actually. You would think so. She's a ton of VC money into it. A ton.
Yeah.
And
so what was the hit piece? That she's a pain in the ass?
About the work culture there. About, you know.
Oh, everyone has to be skinny and pretty and white or something.
Yes. That kind of a vibe.
Probably not white, but probably skinny and pretty.
And just the culture there is very, like, the image of Glossier is very diverse. That's what they put out into their advertising.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And also that it's not, you know, size phobic or anything like that.
Yeah.
And also that you should just be who you are. But it's apparently very, very mean girls.
Oh,
and
I
she's
see.
Treated like a cult figure, sort of.
I can't wait to watch We Crashed. Have you watched that yet?
No, I can't wait to, though.
Yeah, I'm sort of saving that.
Me too.
Yeah. A dear friend of the podcast also wrote that, which is going to be great.
I don't typically love Jared Leto, but I buy him in this. Like, I can see it in this.
And he did a ton of prosthetics, which is interesting. And he's doing the accent. I'm excited to see it. I did watch that documentary, and I promptly forgot everything about it.
Me too. I watched it too. I don't remember a thing.
Yeah. Just the accent. I just remember thinking, what a bunch of dopes. All the people were that bought into the culture. Are people really looking for anything?
I know.
How sad.
Who's looking for their lifestyle at work?
Ugh.
Yeah.
I guess you are here in the carriage house.
Oh, yes. Yeah. My lifestyle is elevated
when
I'm in the carriage house.
This is a cult of one. This is a cult of one we have going here, too. You and me. We're the only two in here.
That's not true.
Well, then let's meet some of our new contestants.
Let's do it. Okay. First up, we have new listeners. This is from Sherry. I am a new listener on the free feed.
Sherry or Sherry?
Sherry. E. S-H-E-R-R-I.
Sherry or Sherry?
Sherry.
Sherry or Sherry?
Sherry.
Sherry Cola?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Good morning, Ron. Sherry Cola. Good morning, Rana and Brian. My sister-in-law recommended you about 5 months ago, and I've been listening nonstop ever since. She happens to be an old friend of Rana. I'm not supposed to use her name. My husband was diagnosed with ALS a year ago, and it's been very difficult.
Whisper, tell me her name in my whisper.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to tell you.
But you're not supposed to know that. And that's her sister-in-law?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Okay. My husband was diagnosed with ALS a year ago, and it's been very difficult. However, this show has been my morning solace and the best start to my day. Sitting and listening in the dark after my kids leave for school is my all caps time. And I don't know what I'll do when I run out of the archive shows. I've also recently become a Patreon subscriber. Is there a way to get the old Patreon episodes too? I don't see them all, just some.
What?
I would imagine there is.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm furious.
Well, now there's a critique here.
Oh, well, this is our kind of listener. Somebody who writes with a compliment and a complaint wrapped all into one.
That's it. Yep. You're going to fit right in, Sherry. Yeah. I have ordered your Carriage House coffee to try and loved it. For health reasons, I only drink decaf. Ever think of doing one? I'd also love to order...
critique number two.
I'd also love to order a Kiss mug. Oh my God, we were just talking about it. Are they still in production? The only place I saw one was already sold on Poshmark. Thank you, Ron.
Poshmark?
Apparently. This is full of twists and turns.
Oh my, you know what? I think I have one left.
Sherry.
Look, note to Tony, note to Mimi, note to Dante. First of all, beat the sister-in-law's name. Second of all, Adam O'Byrne might have a few Kiss mugs in his garage.
Oh.
And if he does,
is he selling them on Poshmark?
I know exactly who this woman is. Meaning I know who her sister-in-law is, therefore I know who she is.
Got it.
I want to send her a Kiss mug because she's had a tough year. This is a real compliment that she's making time for us, I'll tell you.
That is very sweet. But I got to say, Rana, that really only fulfills one of her three requests. But still,
well, the decaf, she can go shove it. What love was you the other both. Thing?
Kiss. The other thing was the back episodes. Which,
well, that to me not. Sounds like she just, first of all, if you scroll all the way on the Patreon webpage, they're
you
all
get
there.
Everything.
Second of all, if you've added the link to your thing, they should all load in. But note to Tony to check into that to make sure they're loading into the device.
Love you both. Oh, no, I've ordered. No. That's it. Love you both. Kiss, kiss, Sherry. P.S. Rana, I've even memorized your commercial for anchor.fm and then in parentheses, Anka. And recite it with you when it comes on. Love it. She's fabulous.
Paul Anka.
And I'm sorry that that you've been, you and your husband have been going through such a difficult time.
I know, but her sister-in-law moved to be near them as a result of this diagnosis. And I have to say, her sister-in-law is an avid listener, longtime listener of the show.
Wonderful.
And a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. So I can only imagine how lovely it's been for the, as horrible as this moment is, for the families to be near each other, to be together. What fun. Wow. How lovely. Silver lining. Hang in there, dear. No kiss, kidding. Kiss mug on the way.
There you go.
Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something. You can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss.
This one's from Kelly. Hello, Ron and Brian. I became one of your devoted newish listeners roughly 6 months ago, and I can't get enough. 2 years ago, when the pandemic hit, I was the executive chef of two restaurants and lost them both. That's awful.
Ugh.
6 months later, without a pandemic and in sight, I started working for the USPS. Very resourceful. I mean, that's, you've got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Having 10 plus hours a day dedicated to listening time while I walk around, I was delighted to be introduced to you two through Kara Clank and Lisa Traeger. We love them.
We do, actually.
No kidding. Now I'm walking around on my roots, making a fool of myself as I crack up listening to you two. I'm, of course, a chip member and wish there was a third episode a week. Thank you both for bringing some lightness to my day during a rather sad and difficult change. Forever your fan, Kelly. I got to say, Kelly, thank you for your work during the pandemic. And now, I mean, I would say that the USPS is undervalued.
Yeah.
And just, but these were the people when we thought we could catch it on packages, that sort of thing. We're delivering packages every day to people's homes.
I'm surprised that more people with the resurgence of steps, you know, people wanting to get their steps.
Sure.
I'm surprised that more people don't want to be postmen and postwomen. It's a perfect job for that.
Especially because wouldn't you rather be doing something while you're walking instead of just walking to walk?
Yeah. Fabulous.
Rana, I walk the walk.
Welcome.
Welcome, Kelly. Yeah. And finally, we have Marina.
Huh?
Dear Ron and Brian, Russian. Capital Y. She's learning quickly, Rana. Mm-hmm. She did a capital Y.
Yeah.
I've been listening since the end of last year. Your podcast was recommended by the honorable, so we know she's British or Canadian, Bridger Weiniger. He's fabulous.
Oh,
I'm a Canadian artist living in a small town on the edge of the middle of nowhere, Canadian. I'm a Carriage House member, excuse me, and your podcast is the first that I listen to each day that it comes out. I stopped drinking in January, 54 days sober today.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. No small thing. And I feel like you two have been my buddies while I sort through it all. When I finally ran out of old episodes to listen to at work, I quit my dead-end job. Oh. Because you ran out of episodes?
I'm confused by that. Yeah, I hope that wasn't our fault. Yeah.
And I'm working very hard to make my life into one that I would be proud to tell Rana and Brian about.
Oh.
Brian, I also put chia seeds in my smoothie every day. This is the good stuff. Recently, I've been soaking them in oat milk overnight in the fridge.
So they get slimy.
This stops them from getting stuck in your teeth as much.
Uh-huh.
It also helps to combat dehydration. Interesting. Huh. Sometimes I will put them in water with some frozen fruit for a nice little seasonal depression drink snack. But you really need to be on board with the texture to enjoy that one. Mm-hmm. That's sort of a boba situation, I bet.
Yeah.
Your advice is so thoughtful, and I find myself wondering, what would Rana say when I find myself in a pickle? You encourage me to have more difficult conversations to solve problems, because sometimes that's what the situation calls for. Five stars only. Late to the game, but here to stay, Marina.
What a wonderful email. Welcome, Marina. And congratulations. Good for you.
Good for you, Marina.
One foot in front of the other, Marina. I'm very impressed.
Nice job.
Now, we got a couple of updates here, and these are hot updates. We've got a Sandra Bernhardt update.
Love it.
We've got an update from the T-shirt people.
Thank you.
That was Scarlett Curtis's episode, which, by the way, she sent a picture of her and the chipmunks enjoying their Girl Scout cookies, which they did finally order.
Thank goodness.
And I was right about her mother loving the Samoas, because her mother loved a coconut cookie. Remember,
I had a
clairvoyance about her mother loving coconut cookies.
They're my favorites, too. You did. I remember that.
The other thing is she's invited us over for some raclette with her family.
I don't know what the hell that is, but I'm in.
Melted cheese. Didn't you see the post? Didn't you see the invitation?
No.
She invited us next time we're in Los Angeles together to come to her house where her father, the, honorable, he's got to be a sir.
I would imagine. He's like.
Got to be at least an OBE or something. Yeah. While I was in London with Baby Steve, Comic Relief was on. And her father was interviewed, and I texted her, and I said, that's a nice man. He's a nice man, that guy.
Did you go to Notting Hill, Rana?
I didn't, not on this trip.
That's fair.
He created Comic Relief over there.
Yes.
In Red Nose Day. And correct. I mean, what a guy. He just goes over there and he gets it done. But in any event, she sent a video of her mother enjoying the cookies and of the chipmunks. So we've got an update from her. And then guess who else we have an update from? You're not going to believe it.
Who?
The woman who was having the affair with the French gendarme.
You're kidding.
No. So this is hot stuff right off the presses.
Oh, my God.
I'll read the first
one. So sexy. Okay, you got it.
Dear Ron and Brian, I'm a longtime listener and proud CHIP, but I've never written in. Your conversation with Sandra Bernhardt has given me the courage to do something I've been avoiding for a long time. I'm hoping her daughter Cicely's listening right now.
Sure, sure.
For the better part of 2 years, I've encountered and chatted with Sandra on my morning walk with my dog.
That's amazing.
I'm a big fan and also a Jew from Michigan. Remember, she said she's from Flint.
Yes.
But I've never said anything of this to her or that I even know who she is. I think she knows, but in any event, I felt that she's on her walk and doesn't want to be bothered with giving another fan his quote moment. So for us, it's just terrier talk and the weather.
Terrier Talk, our other podcast.
Is this something I think about regularly? No, not in the least. Usually Sandra and I chat for about 3 minutes. Then I forget about it and continue on my walk, often listening to your lovely voices on Free Feed or Patreon and watching my dog Jelly Bean sniff all of New York's unclaimed dog poops that their owners know are still there. This is my kind of guy.
No kidding.
As I started listening to the Free Feed this week, I thought a bit more about outing myself as a fan. Then, as if our shtetl-dwelling ancestors heard my question and sent a message through your Rana clairvoyance, you asked Sandra, remember I called her Sandra, my question directly. And what a kind and lovely answer she gave. Next time I see you, I'm going to say, I listened to you on Ask Rana and I want to say that I'm a big fan. So thank you. Kiss, kiss, Peter Schottenfels. Now, here's the thing about this. Peter Schottenfels. I bet she's not going to be that nice about it. I bet she's going to say, oh, thank you. It's going to be chilly to him from now on.
I don't think so.
I want to know what happened. That's my prediction. Especially because Cicely, get to the bottom of it.
He had the right move there, too. That's a good line to start with. Oh, I just heard you on the Ask Rana podcast. You were fabulous.
Yeah.
I would just leave it there.
She was fabulous.
Yeah.
Give us a shot and fell. We need another update, please.
Yes, please.
You don't better fall read the this next one. Time you, this is
don't,
your.
This is a PSA. Don't fall the next time you shart.
Oh, no one should if they're at all able to, but usually they don't know when they're going to shot. So that's true.
We should ask Michaela Watkins.
By another disaster.
It's true. Yeah, that's true.
It's never just that.
That's right.
Okay, this one's for you because this is for Texas sorority girls. You're going to have to read this.
So this was from the Scarlett Curtis episode about the t-shirts and the Vrbo / VRBO.
Vrbo.
I know you don't like it. You don't like it.
Yeah.
Dear Ron and Brian, we are leaving for our Costa Rica Vrbo on Tuesday, so I thought it was time to check in and let you know how things have gone. Okay, because for those of you – oh, she says it here. A quick refresher. We originally planned this trip for Becky's 50th birthday. Kathy and Becky got in a fight. Kathy kicked Becky out of her own trip.
Her own trip, yeah.
Without telling her.
Yeah.
My question was, should I be the one to tell Becky? So here we are. Not long after, I got your incredible all caps response. The situation resolved itself without the need for me to interfere. A different friend coming on the trip texted Becky and told her she wasn't coming. He couldn't care less about anyone's feelings about it, so it was easy for him. I have no idea how it affected Becky, since my only correspondence with her is texting after we listen to Arden's Bachelor podcast or during The Bachelor. She's never said a word about it, and I'm not about to bring it up in our superficial relationship.
Hmm.
I couldn't stop laughing.
I'm not about to bring it up, but I'm about to write you a 30-page letter about whether I should bring it up.
So true.
The nerve of these people. Our time isn't valuable.
But my question is it just because this friend decided not to go that no one's going?
No, they're still going. Keep going.
Oh.
Everyone's going. It's just not Kathy's trip anymore.
Oh, right.
The other one took over the trip.
Becky took over.
Becky stole Kathy's trip and kicked her out of her own trip.
And out of her
circle of friends. Wait, whichever way the names go. That's how it goes.
Got it. Yeah. I couldn't stop laughing when you completely nailed Kathy's personality. Rana, you are truly a savant and a modern day philosopher.
Kathy kicked Becky out, sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was even though it wasn't Kathy's birthday.
Becky with the good hair.
Correct.
Yeah.
I was even able to talk the ladies out of making the ridiculous birthday shirts for the entire group. That was our first piece of advice.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure the two chugiest ladies, including my dear Kathy, plan to get a couple of matching shirts for themselves. I'll ask them to make a couple extra for you two since you love the idea so much.
Ha! LOL.
Kathy and Becky are done with their friendship, so we have all moved on and everyone seems content. I'm sure Kathy will eat me alive at some point.
You know what that means?
Life.
Yep. If she's done with Becky, she needs someone else to devour, so get
this
ready.
Is a Pamela Hupp situation.
I'm going to predict by right around July, August, we're going to get another follow-up from this person about how they're being trolled and harassed now by her. But anyway.
I guarantee you the person who wrote in, Jenny, Kathy is going to get Jenny to switch her life insurance policy to make Kathy the beneficiary.
Oh, this is a day
That's
one episode in the making zero
Absolutely.
Question. Yeah.
I'm sure Kathy will eat me alive at some point in my life, as you say, but for now I'm still enjoying hanging out with her and her whirlwind of manufactured drama. I'm a huge fan of you both. Besso, besso, Jenny and Lake Geneva. P.S. I'm a mobile dog groomer. And Brian, you don't even want to know the amount of, how dare she, anal gland expressions I have to do in a week. Good God.
The smell.
You know how people like popping zits? Like some people are really into that.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the same for anal glands.
Yeah. Though, you know what? It gives the dog relief, doesn't it?
It does. It's good for the dog.
And I think people, if you really love animals, then you're happy to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Should we do the sexy?
Dear Rana and Brian and Adam Ellis, who I haven't really heard from since he came on the show. And, you know, we never should have had him on, is what I'm going to say. Because
really?
He was so obsessed with us and he was listening to us every minute. And I have a feeling we popped the balloon for him a little bit.
You think?
Haven't heard from him. When he got the chocolates, we sent him the, you know, baton,
the orange
peels.
Yeah.
And, you know, he sort of said, oh, thank you for this. And, you know, but we haven't heard from him. I haven't heard from him since. So, yeah. And I certainly don't remember being drawn by him as a cartoon.
Well,
so,
don't have a one-night stand and think he's going to call you back.
I think that's what we're talking about. I think he's been pursuing us for a while.
Yep.
And he finally got what he wanted. And I think he's on to the next thing now. So I don't know whose show that is, but whoever he's up on to now.
Good
whoever
luck.
Helps him with
he'll do you dirty.
Process. Yeah. Dear Ronna and Brian and Adam Ellis, I'm writing with a grateful follow-up to your absolutely spot-on, incredible advice to my letter about my French lover.
Well, hello.
Remember this.
Hello, hello.
We've had a lot of good overseas lover letters lately.
I know. That's why I need to get out of here and go there.
The girl that's enjoying Dublin. I want her to write to us. Just send us an email and let us know her number. And what I mean by that is how many people she slept with since she broke up with the guy that had the nervous breakdown in his mother's basement.
Right. Remember that's actually, did we get a follow-up from her?
We did. She wrote, well, she came to the live show and said she broke up with her boyfriend thanks to us. I want her to email us, you know, 4, 1.5, something like that. You know, 12, whatever the number is.
Yeah.
All three of you completely nailed it, and I am serious when I say I took each of your words to heart and turned them into action. Adam was right that I was using the new relationship as a bridge, and Ronna was right that I needed to, quote, release the other guy I was seeing long distance. So I did.
And Brian was, sorry.
We'll get to you.
Uh-huh.
It was sad and hard, but absolutely the right thing to do. My French lover, also in all caps, decided, without my prompting, to end things with the other woman he had been seeing. There was no radio. You know, it's funny, even just reading that sentence.
Uh-huh.
You wonder how it is that people are ever seeing two people at once.
Sounds exhausting.
Meaning, if you really have feelings for someone, what are you bothering with the other person? Why are you driving the other person crazy, the extra person?
Yeah.
What are you waiting for? It's not nice.
It isn't.
I'm not saying that everyone has to be monogamous. I'm just saying when you know that there is someone you prefer, what are you bothering the other person for?
So, like a backup plan or
something. Yeah, it's not nice. My French lover also decided without my prompting to end things with the other woman he had been seeing. There was no radio over the head or showing up on anyone's doorstep in the pouring rain. Just two adults deciding they wanted to see each other exclusively. No drama. Isn't she mature now that she got what she wanted? Isn't it easy? Once you get what you want, you always think, you sit in the catbird seat and you sort of say, honestly, it's all just very simple because everybody just wanted what they wanted, you know?
Yeah.
Then a few weeks ago, he asked me in a very sweet French way to be his girlfriend. And ever since I sent you my letter, it's been day after day of real bliss and delight.
Wonderful.
Your advice really helped me understand what I needed to do. And I have been truly, as Ronna so brilliantly implored, sucking the marrow out of life. We've begun planning. You know, when people say these things, I don't remember saying any of them. We've begun planning our trip to Europe together in May. And he's even discussed joining me at my onward assignment if we can figure things out. And like Brian said, the unexciting answer to how can I make this work is you can. Such practical, peaceful, and beautiful advice. I also wanted to thank Tony. What's he get to do with this?
Tony Manna. He's wonderful.
Finding a way to get those delicious, in all caps, chocolates to my diplomatic pouch address.
Wait, which chocolates did we send her?
We sent her Toyshes. We sent her the Adam Ellis. We sent her and Adam Ellis the same chocolates.
Was it a buy one, get one?
It was a BOGO. No, okay. We sent them to her, and then Adam was, you know, purring a little bit, so we sent them to him, too.
Oh, I see.
And I'll have you know, my French lover and I enjoyed them together for dessert after a romantic candlelit dinner in his apartment, complete with French cheeses and wine. Thank you.
I hope the candle wasn't scented. That's all I'll say, because if you're eating...
Yeah. I hope it was like a jug of wine they turned into a candle, is what
that's
I hope.
So sweet. And they split spaghetti.
Thank you for being part of this love story with me, for helping me live the Casablanca life.
I'm mad at this person now because that sounds so incredible.
It's really not the Casablanca life. It's the life before Casablanca. If you've seen Casablanca, you know this really isn't the Casablanca life.
It's when they're in Paris.
It's the Vichy Paris life that we're describing right now.
That's right.
Yes. I am deeply grateful for your wisdom, your virtual friendship, your kindness, and your valuable time. Thank you for saying that. After I had to deal with t-shirts in the last letter. Bisous, Jess.
Because I got to tell you, we got Bezos and Bezos. And I want to say this, because when they're in Casablanca, that's only tragic.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Now, Rana, do you want to answer a couple of these questions?
You know, do or I?
Yeah, I know.
But I will anyway.
Dear Rana, Brian, and distinguished guest.
Okay.
Long time, first time. I love you dearly and couldn't possibly imagine turning to anyone else for advice in this area.
Well, first of all, before we even answer, we should tell her to Google Emily Weiss's wedding day.
There you go. Yeah. Drive yourself absolutely crazy. It is so insane.
I can't wait.
In short, my partner is attending a red carpet award ceremony in 2 months, and I have the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be her plus one at the event and after party.
Wonderful.
The problem is that I'm a 37-year-old woman who wears stretch pants and sweatshirts most days.
Not a problem.
I'm thrilled. No kidding. That sounds wonderful. I'm thrilled to go and want to look and feel great, but I've never had my hair or makeup done professionally. I have no idea how that could be coordinated the day of an event in New York. Maybe I watch too much Housewives, but do I need a glam squad?
You don't watch enough if you're asking that question.
I don't want to stand out for being over or underdressed.
Excellent point. How do I even begin
to think about a red carpet look? What is a reasonable budget? I know this is not a real world problem, but I'm desperate and have no idea what to do or how to prepare. Any advice would mean the absolute world to me. XX, a mere mortal from Worcester, Mass. Please don't share, but in case it's helpful, I've attached a photo of how I look when I do my own makeup, which is stunning.
I already know what this person's supposed to do.
Tell me, Ron, because I actually have no idea.
I know exactly what this person's supposed to do.
Hit it.
This person, first of all, she looks like Erin Gibson's cousin.
She does look a lot like Erin, yeah.
Erin's twin sister. I can tell that she is striking, just like Erin.
Yeah.
Looks great in all makeup, looks great in clothes, et cetera, et cetera. Statuesque, probably. But sure. You can tell that this girl can wear clothes based on the picture I'm looking at right now.
And that she could play polo.
And she has a long head of hair. I am seeing her, okay, in this picture. I immediately imagined her in a black satin tuxedo.
That's amazing.
Okay? I want her
to... It's a bold choice, Rana.
I want her to rent the runway, okay? I want her to go French chic, masculine, feminine. I'm seeing her in a black satin tuxedo, okay, with a little camisole under it, or maybe a La Perla bodysuit of some kind.
Pretty.
But I want her to rent the runway, because what I don't want her to do is spend her whole budget on the outfit she's going to wear one time.
Totally. That's
unless
a good idea.
She knows she's got something else she's going to, et cetera, et cetera. She can rent the runway. She could rent, if she gets to New York a day or two in advance, she could rent the runway, have it sent to her hotel room, order 4 things. Try them all on, see which looks the best, pick the one that works. I don't know the policies of rent the runway on tailoring. Maybe have a look at that. But I'm guessing this person, from what I'm seeing, can wear right off the rack. Mm-hmm. She's got a gorgeous head of hair. Mm-hmm. We got a letter. I don't know if it's in here, the follow-up. Remember Andrew wrote to us. So his sister wrote to us. It's my brother's birthday. I'm begging you to do a cameo without a cameo.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
BS. That absolute BS.
Yes.
So he wrote to us and said, I got such a thrill, and me and my husband such big fans, et cetera, et cetera. But Andrew is some kind of a celebrity hairdresser.
Huh.
In New York, where the premiere is going to be.
Hello, goodbye.
So I want Andrew to write to us and see if he is willing to do it. Did she give us a name or no? A mere mortal, whoever she is.
Yeah.
If she gives us the permission, I want to hook her and Andrew up together.
Great idea.
My next guess is that Andrew has a makeup artist that he likes working with.
Great idea.
I want Andrew to give her a good rate. First of all, she's coming from Worcester, Massachusetts. She probably thinks a blow dry is $50 and it's going to break the bank. Okay. It's not. That's my news flash for everyone. Okay. It's called a house call. Look into it.
Got it.
And
isn't there an app where you can order a glam squad?
Yes, but you don't know what you're getting. That's the problem.
Okay.
And it's day of. And for people that don't wear it, this girl doesn't need a lot of makeup. She looks terrific in her picture, but she just needs someone to accentuate her look. She does not need anyone to do a total thing on her where she feels uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. She is going to have to buy.
She looks a little like Kate Middleton. I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. She does have that way about her. But think about that cascading brown hair down one side with a low cut double breasted satin tuxedo. Come on.
But can I get
what
my
am
advice?
I making this up? Am I making this up?
Andrew King, get on the horn. Can I give my piece of advice? It's very
you can't
quick.
Be overdressed in a black satin tuxedo. I'm going to say that. Also, you should That's just true. Wear something chic, comfortable, flattering. Simple. Andrew is going to let us know who to use for the makeup artist. He's going to help us coordinate this whole thing. He's going to do her hair or send one of his minions to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be fabulous. And you're going to look amazing. And you're going to feel 100%. But you will have to spend money on the following things. Shoes. And the appropriate undergarments and possibly the camisole, whatever the camisole situation is that you decide for under the tuxedo.
Or you could run onto the set of Aladdin on Broadway, go right up to the makeup artist and say, beat my face. But also what I was going to say is three words and three words only for fashion advice. Contact Nolan Miller.
Totally.
He did all of Jackie Collins.
He absolutely did. He did Linda Evans. He did
all of the greats.
He did Jackie and Joan Collins.
Yeah.
All the greats. Yeah.
Contact Nolan Miller.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
And if he's not available, see if Alfred Skies is still alive and he can do it too. Yeah.
Why not? And if that doesn't work, go to whatever the hell. I only see the ads.
And if
I
Jose
Ibarra
is going to be in New York that week, have him do your hair. Donahue.
Can someone in this world tell me what the fuck Bijou sells?
It's Bijan.
Bijan. It's all yellow. That's all I know.
And I can tell you exactly what this
is. What is it?
What's his name? Paul, what's his name? That absolutely disgusting creature that they sent to jail who lucky for him, went to jail when he did, because otherwise, Paul Manafort.
Oh, what does he have to do with this?
Bijan sells clothes to people like Kirk Douglas, Paul Manafort.
You know what? That
people
tracks.
That buy electric blue ostrich leather jackets.
Got it.
Met Larry King, men with no legs and barrel chests. David Hasselhoff. This is what we're talking about.
Basically, men who look like the old man in the ads for Bijan, who might be Bijan himself.
Bijan himself.
Yeah.
Bijan is Bijan. But Bijan has passed away. Bijan's son is running the place now, but he looks just like him.
I used to save my money to buy Vanity Fair when I was a kid.
Of course.
And one time, and that's where I saw all my Bijan ads. That's where I got my fix. And one time, they ran an ad with Bijan, and guess who was next to him, Rana? Posing with him.
Jack Nicholson.
Christy Yamaguchi.
Really?
Yeah. It must have just been after the Olympics or something.
I don't know what. I didn't know Bijan did women's wear.
I don't think they do.
Because
I think
that's not my thing.
I think she was like the arm candy in the ad.
Bright yellow Bugatti parked outside.
Right. You see it in Beverly Hills.
La, 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 la.
Yeah.
That's who. Bijan is for Saudi princes when they're in America. So when they say, I don't want anyone to know, don't tell them it's me. I'm wearing my casual wear, which is, you know, a dead leopard or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Good luck.
That's good advice we just gave.
No kidding. It's because she's going to look fabulous.
Yeah. The other thing she can do since she's in Worcester, it's not going to work. Now forget it.
And by the way, I just want to say for anyone.
You can go to Loman's back room and see if there's something, but don't waste that money. Rent the runway.
What about Feline's? Do they still have that?
Feline's basement, they don't. That's where I wanted to send him.
They
because
closed?
You can go right in there. In Boston, the real Feline's basement, not this one now. I mean, you go to TJ Maxx if you come up with something.
Right.
But that's what I'm seeing her in. It's going to be fabulous.
And I don't know if Strawberry's still open in New York, but they have really striking clothes.
She should be looking to Catherine Bigelow as her style icon.
Everyone should be.
That sort of thing.
She's so
Armani.
Statuesque,
YSL,
gorgeous.
Ralph Lauren. Maybe a dash of Halston thrown in. That's the sort of, those are the people you should be looking to for your cues.
Bijan.
A little Lanvin, perhaps.
Yes.
These are the designers you need to be keeping your eye on. And don't wear a dress if you don't normally wear dresses.
Nolan Miller.
Yeah. Nolan Miller. Scazzi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All Francesco Scavullo.
Scada. Yeah.
All right. One MOA.
All right. Let's see.
Let's do this one because it's short.
You got it, Rana.
Did you read it or did I read the last one? I can't remember.
I can't remember either. Dante? He doesn't know. Okay.
If he's even still here. Hello, my BFFs, Rana and Brian, and new BFF guest.
Hi.
That's Dante today. Bad news, it's Dante. I need your advice. Of course. I don't like that construction. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years and have, quote, met his daughter virtually, but she lives on another continent and her English is limited. My goodness. So it's usually just, hi, how are you? What are you up to? Lucky for me, I get to travel there next month. I haven't been on a plane since pre-COVID and I'm so excited to travel again. The daughter is 18, so there isn't too much pressure. Or is there more pressure? But I want that to her. Aside, not mine.
Yeah.
But I want to start off our relationship on the right foot. Do you have advice on how to be cool and calm, but also fun and friendly? Any do's and don'ts? What's your ideal stepmom? Should I just let her take advantage of my desperation and buy her all of the things? I would love your thoughts. L.
Take all your cues from Lisa Rinna. Be that kind of mother. Or Kris Jenner.
Harry Hamlin just got a job.
Did he? What's he up to?
First series regular job in 20 years.
Since they're LA.
Doing LA Law. Yeah, you're not kidding. No, so they did. He did was nominated for an Emmy apparently for Mad Men, which I
for
didn't
Mad Men.
Realize.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He appears on you know interesting shows
when he's not doing a solo in his tent or washing his tent out on the deck.
Right.
God. That's my favorite. He hates those women so much. He goes and sleeps in a tent by himself in the Canadian wilderness just to get away from Lisa Rinna.
Sure.
She thinks it makes him interesting.
Yeah.
But whatever the case is, he just got a job on a new show called, I want to say, Mayfair Witches.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Which is one of those Anne Rice. So Anne Rice, the redoing Interview with the Vampire. I don't know if you heard.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
I heard it's very homosexual.
Sure.
Which apparently the books were.
You know, I read Interview with the Vampire, but I don't remember.
You were probably 12 and a half.
I was so young. Yeah.
But I know they've updated it and changed quite a few things. But my understanding is this, that's at the center of it. But what do I know? In any event, there's another book they're doing too, Mayfair Witches.
But is that's also Anne Rice, you said?
Yes, because okay. She wrote about 100 million of these books. Mm. And so he's going to be in that one.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Okay. What do you do? Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
I was just going to say, first of all,
you are the stepdaughter, Brian. What do you want? Oh,
this is my fantasy. It wouldn't hurt before you go to download Duolingo and like pick up a little bit more of her language.
Oh.
I think that would be a nice thing to do to really show that you're putting in effort and that you're trying. And what is that, Miss Piggy?
Someone
is she
just
fabulous?
Wrote to us, someone stole Rana's look.
Miss Piggy is absolutely dressed like Rana. She's got the leopard top.
She's wearing
got
a
the
leopard turtleneck,
hair,
a shades of vanilla jacket, and a leopard scarf over that. And
iconic.
She's wearing a blonde wig and pearls.
She's so incredible. I actually like her wig.
There was never a better character than Miss Piggy. We just talked about Miss Piggy, how she would be so insulted if they made her dress up as a roast.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to say, take your cues from Miss Piggy. She knows what to do in foreign countries. She acclimates very quickly. But first, I would try to learn more of the language. I think that would be nice. Second, I would absolutely, I don't know, Rana, what do you think? I mean, treat her to
what
things.
She likes to do. Ask her father what she's
Great
interested
idea.
In and then take her to her cat cafe or
right.
take it to whatever
to a
the
tea or
stupid
to a this
thing
or...
is that she likes to do.
Yeah. I don't think you have to listen. Here's
and
what you don't want to do.
If she's boring and just likes to shop, then I would say find out what the sort of hot hotel bar or club or whatever the thing is. Let's say, you know, we're in Paris or whatever. Wherever the Kardashian Jenners and Kanye
where they lost that
drink.
Ring. Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Ferdy or whatever it's called in Paris and take it to the place.
Yeah.
But take her at 4 p.m. Don't take her at midnight. You know, take her when they let the regular people go.
Right. I don't know what that means. Maybe, oh, you mean before it gets like a red carpet? Everyone always wants to go where the famous
people
go.
But the funny thing about that is the famous people are there maybe once a month. So and they don't go on the weekends. They just need the people to go.
Right, exactly.
So go when you can get in. Or take it to the tea at the Ritz. Or take it to something that makes her feel fabulous and excited and think that you're fabulous too. Unless, of course, you're not that sort of person. Because what we don't want, to be fair, is for you to feel uncomfortable in whatever situation you're in with her. You have to also feel comfortable.
Yeah, I would say, listen, I had a friend in college whose mom came to town and she wanted to do something special for us. Would I, as a college student, have picked going to see Eartha Kitt at Cafe Carlyle? Probably not. Fun. It was the best night ever. She brought me and my friend and one other college
friend.
Stephanie's
mother?
No, it was my friend Jesse, who lives in New York. His mom came to town our freshman year, sophomore year, and we went up to Cafe Carlyle. And like, look,
how
was
glamorous.
It the same? Was it like going out to a gay bar that night that we were sort of doing? No.
No, but you do that all the time. Don't exactly. Do something that's special and maybe a tad touristy for that town, because it's sort of fun. When you live somewhere, you sometimes don't do, you know,
right.
whatever the thing is. Or if there's some sort of TikTok noodle bar or some garbage that these people are always trying
to,
get in line for the chocolate hot dog or whatever these people are interested in at the moment.
Sure.
I made that up.
Yeah, well, it's round.
I know
corner,
now
I'm
you
sure.
want the chocolate hot dog, but I just made that up on the French toast bun or whatever stupid ramen sandwich people send us. Whatever it is. Find out what the thing is. Do the thing.
Yeah. And another thing.
But don't try too hard.
Really have things that you want to do yourself just because, so that you're not relying on her for everything.
Yeah.
Where do I go? What do I do? Don't make her be your tour guide.
None of
really.
That. No, don't
and
ask
also,
any of those questions.
No. And also, don't get drunk. Don't do it with her.
Oh,
you can have a drink, but do not get messy or drunk.
No.
It's not a cool thing to do. It's not a good look.
That is such
don't
good
do it.
Advice.
Immediately I went to like, oh God, if she's doesn't want to seem
18.
Like stodgy or something.
Yeah. Oh, that is great advice.
Thanks, Rana.
Don't drink too much because you're nervous around her.
Yes.
Wait till you get back to the hotel room, knock yourself over the head with a frying pan and have sex with her father or whatever you need to do at the end of that day. But
totally.
Don't.
Be a classy broad.
Yeah. Just be great.
Yeah.
But also, it doesn't have to be anything much.
No,
it
and
just
also
has
it
to
sounds...
be a thoughtful. I thought it would be fun if Friday afternoon we went for tea at blank. Or if we took a walk to blank and saw this. Or I heard there's a Banksy art show in your town.
Right, I was going to say, there's this cool exhibit and I thought we could get
don't
lunch after.
Don't go to living in a Van Gogh. You know what?
No,
think
don't.
About
don't
how
do
Emily
that.
In Paris would spend the afternoon and do that.
Sure.
Just go somewhere you can take a nice Instagram picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Hashtag tulips are in bloom or whatever, you know, Emily. Hashtag Paris.
Uh-huh. For sure.
Yeah. Make sure there's some sort of a pun.
Puns at all times.
Do. Pun, but definitely pick something with a good Instagram backdrop, because then she'll take a picture of you together and she'll post it and all of a sudden you're in.
And by the way, you can literally Google Instagram worthy spots in whatever city you're
in. Yes, do one of the 6 a.m. Paris photo shoots. You know about that?
What, because the light's so gorgeous or what?
Did you know that you can hire a photographer to meet you at the Eiffel Tower at 6 a.m.? You have to wear your own clothes, do whatever you want.
Sure.
And when you get there, there's 200 other photographers there. And people are doing their photo shoot in front of the Eiffel Tower. It's a thing.
That's so stupid.
I don't even know how you get it, some sort of website, but it's a thing. Eiffel Tower photo shoot. Look it up. Tony, I just did the carousel for you.
Eiffel Tower photo shoot. All right, Rana, so here's the deal.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here.
Yeah.
So what I want to say is this, because I have so many necessary things, but what I want to say is this, we got to read our cliffhanger.
Yeah. Are we even giving anything away? Who were the two people? What were the two questions this week? The stepdaughter
and
the other
ready
thing?
And the stepdaughter. Really the stepmother and the red carpet ready.
Yeah. Red carpet ready. I'm trying to think what we need to give her because she needs something on the night to make her. You know what she needs? She's not going to want this, but she needs it.
What?
She needs those Band-Aid gel adhesives for your shoe because you're going to get new shoes. You're not going to break them in.
Oh.
And you're going to hurt your feet on the night of the premiere.
That's a great idea.
The other thing you need is you need to have that purse ready. You need wipes. You need a mask. You need whatever you need. Your lipstick. You need powder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send her a Laura Mercier translucent pressed powder, Tony.
Holy wow.
I'm going to come up with a couple of red carpet necessities. Then, and Tony's going to send her a red carpet, first aid kit.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Okay, read this cliffhanger because I've got to get out of here.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Steve's been waking up at 5 a.m. because she's still on UK time. Yeah.
Oh, of course.
We didn't even talk about how much fun she had. She had the olives from Brindisa.
What? She couldn't have appreciated them.
She had, well, they had broccoli there too. She liked their broccoli. She had so much fun.
You know what's wonderful? Where can you order those olives? You can't, right?
So friendly. In the UK, you can get it from Ocado.
But you can't order them from the US.
You know, you could, but it was something where it took
so
forever.
Crazy expensive.
And how old was the can? But the brand is Pereyo, P-E-I-E-Y-Y-O, and they're called Gordal olives.
They're
Picante.
Delicious.
Anyway, go on.
All right, here we go, Rana. Onto the cliffhanger.
They're pretending COVID's over there. You know that.
They're pretending what?
COVID's over. They just decided they're not wearing any
even
masks.
Even though there's the whole BA.
The numbers are going up. They're not wearing any masks. And then you don't have to wear a mask on a domestic plane there anymore.
Are you serious?
Way back, Steve and I were in Upper, of course. She was so cute on her little first class seat because it was like a little playpen. Uh-huh. I had them put the bed down and put out the duvet and everything. So she was playing in there and she was watching Luca, even though she's not supposed to watch TV yet.
But listen, on a fucking flight,
she was just having an absolute blast. She was having a ball in there. She had all of her toys. Mm-hmm. She was napping in there. She had a blast.
Okay, good for
her.
Yeah. Don't, anyway. You know what, Rana? Don't pit me against a baby. Don't do it.
Are you flying first when you go next week or 2 weeks, whenever you're going?
I had enough points. I am.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
out of LA
that?
Or out of Boston?
Well, it's for, I. It's
oh,
very
out of Texas or something?
No, I have to go LA to San Francisco to Seattle to London.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you figure out the two jumps?
Well,
you figured out Seattle and then you figured
out
the other.
It was 10,000 less points to do that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Then flying direct?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you spend the 10,000 points?
Well, because what if I need them, you know?
10,000 points.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing.
You know, Rana, $10,000 is a lot of money.
Yes, $10,000 is. But if someone said to you, I could cut 5 hours out of your journey for 10,000 points, wouldn't you take it?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to call them. I'll see what I can do.
Okay, go on.
That does seem excessive.
But also, who cares? It's two short flights. It's a hop and a hop.
True.
Yeah.
Dear Rana and Brian, I write to you for your thoughtful, sometimes sassy, Brian. And always evergreen, not sage, advice. I'm a 40-something real estate agent in a large southwestern city. Rhymes with who shot JR?
Dallas? That's not a rhyme.
What the hell? A large rhymes with who shot JR?
Well, Dallas, but that's not a rhyme.
No.
Doesn't rhyme with it. But anyway, go on.
As I traverse the streets of my city in my stylish luxury sedan, which of course is de rigueur in my line of work. No one knows if it's pre-owned.
Yeah.
I have noticed a trend which drives me crazy. In some upscale neighborhoods, multiple homeowners are placing these green plastic children signs in their yards. See attached photos. These plastic children signs stand on their own, and many people even place them out in the street. You have to swerve to avoid hitting it. Wow. Often they will affix little orange flags and even write on them slow down or children at play, etc. Am I an ogre for thinking these people need to control their overprivileged children better? Not let them play in the front yard if they cannot be mindful of running out in the street? The parents' behavior is more than passive aggressive, partially blocking the flow of traffic on city streets. I have small dogs, and I would never think of letting them loose in my front yard, or worse, admonish drivers to watch out for playing dogs. I have been tempted to just step on the throttle and run over one of these green plastic children.
You should.
Things. Absolutely. The only thing that holds me back is supply chain delays.
Oh, for because a getting a new bumper is so expensive. Yeah, that's true.
And doorbell cameras. Which, yeah. Although, do they really do anything, those doorbell cameras? I feel like you can never see what's happening. Thank you for your advice and humor. As a proud chip, hearing you twice a week is balm for my frazzled realtor nerves. Balm. All the best, Anonymous. I have to say, I didn't know who these little green plastic children were. They're also hideous.
Horrible. And then the people right on top of them.
Ew, with like in his Sharpie. Pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kid, slow. Horrible. The hat's horrible. The worst part, I think. On
the hat is the worst.
It's undignified.
Like, don't try to, yeah.
It's undignified.
I agree, Rana. Well, to hear that, I mean, I got to say, I don't think I'm going to be excited. On the side of kids. Yeah, me too.
I'm excited.
AskRanaDuffy.com, Negrana.com, all of it.
I want to thank everyone for being with us today. This was really fun to get to Carrot. We want to welcome all the new people to the Carrot Chest. I love hearing who you are, reading the letters, et cetera, et cetera. So keep them coming to AskRon@gmail.com. And of course, update. We love updates.
No kidding.
Anything else we need to talk about? I feel like we have all kinds of fun things going on Patreon. Hopefully people will join us there. Patreon.com/
You get the video episode.
That's where we get really down dirty.
Get down and dirty. That's where Cynthia DeBry Sweeney lets loose, baby.
Yeah. Oh, she was, I have to say, she gave
everyone actually, go ahead. Yes.
She gave incredible, she always gives great advice, but she gave incredible advice.
Published.
Yeah. Really.
This was like unbelievable. And if you want, you really, honestly, it's beyond worth it to go. We are giving you so much for
And by the way, get it while it's hot, because I'm going to grandfather those people in and I'm going to change the prices. Yeah.
Inflation.
Because it's crazy. Yeah.
You've got to get over there to listen to her advice about
it was incredible. About somebody who had a book coming out and not knowing how to, the difference between, as we said, being a hobby and a career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was impeccable. I took a lot from it.
Yeah. Same. All right, dear.
That's it, Rana.
Okay.
Have the most wonderful day. And by the way, that I am going to London in a few weeks. If you have any extra pounds you didn't cash, you know, turn into USD, I'll take it.
I probably do, actually.
Great. I'll take it.
Yeah. I'll think about it.
That way you don't have to worry about the transfer fee or anything like that, you know?
No, but I have to say it was very interesting to be there after 2 years. We'll get into it on Patreon next week on the free
feed.
That'd
be fun.
But
I'd love it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, dear. I adore you.
J'adore.
Kiss, kiss.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of 4Play.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to 4Play Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.